Welcome to the deep dive. Where we cut through all that noise and get right to the good stuff. Today, we're diving into parallax scrolling.
Ooh, parallax
You
scroll.
know that cool web design thing where like the stuff on the page moves at different speeds when you scroll? It creates that illusion of depth and that immersive feeling. We got a whole bunch of articles and research here, and we even found some really neat examples like makeyourmoneymatter.org and kuox.co.uk.com. Definitely check those out later, see the effect in action. But here's the big question we're going to unpack today. Is parallax scrolling really all it's cracked up to be? Like, is it just a fad, or is it a powerful tool?
Well, what's interesting is that the initial wow factor you get from parallax scrolling, it's actually rooted in how our brains
Oh,
work.
really?
Yeah, we're just naturally drawn to movement and depth. It's like it mimics how we experience the real world.
That's
And it
sick.
tricks our perception in a way that you just can't do with still images.
Yeah.
That's so fascinating. So it's not just about how it looks,
Right.
right? There's a real cognitive reason why it's so captivating. But, our sources also point out that while it can make a strong first impression, that novelty might wear off after a while, like for repeat
Yeah,
visitors.
for sure.
Have you ever felt like you were stuck in the scrolling loop,
Oh, totally.
getting kind of frustrated with a website? That's like way too into parallax. I know I have.
Well, and it goes beyond just being annoying. There's this whole psychological principle called the hedonic treadmill. And basically, it means we adapt to things quickly. So what was once super exciting can become just, blah. So for websites that people visit all the time, like frequently, being able to use the site easily and getting to info quickly, that often becomes way more important than those fancy visuals. So how do you strike that balance between like keeping people engaged and making sure the website's easy to use, especially when you're thinking about SEO? Because I know loading times can really hurt your search rankings, and those parallax sites can be pretty heavy.
Yeah, absolutely. Search engines, especially Google, they really care about user experience. And when a website's slow, people tend to leave quickly,
Bounce right off.
Yeah, and Google sees that as like a bad sign.
Oh, so they think the site's not good.
Exactly. And that can lead to lower rankings,
Oh, wow.
which means fewer people are going to find it in the first place.
So it's not just about making a website look pretty.
No.
It's got to actually work well, too.
Exactly.
And I imagine that's super important for sites that are targeting people on their phones,
Oh.
because they might have, spotty internet.
Yeah, that's where the technical stuff gets really important. Even if you're using parallax scrolling on a mobile site, you gotta make sure it's optimized. Like using techniques like lazy loading, where images only load when you need them, or like prioritizing CSS over JavaScript for animations. Those can make a huge difference in how fast the site loads. It's all about being smart with the code and with the
So
design.
parallax scrolling, it's not just like a set it and forget it kind of thing. It's a real art to use it well.
And don't forget about the audience. The people visiting your website play a big role in deciding if parallax scrolling is the right choice.
Okay, so this is where things get interesting. Our sources talk about this idea of a generational divide. When it comes to parallax scrolling, like, is it true that younger audiences who grew up playing video games might like it more compared to older folks?
Yeah, it's an interesting observation for sure. And it kind of shows how design trends change over time. Someone who's played a lot of the side-scrolling video games. Where parallax was used to make things feel deeper, they might find it more engaging and more intuitive. While someone who's not used to that visual style might find it distracting
Oh, I see.
or even confusing.
So if you're designing a website for a specific audience, you really need to think about their digital experiences and what they're expecting.
You got to ask yourself, what are their browsing habits? What kinds of devices are they using? What kind of visual language are they familiar with? All of those things can affect how well parallax scrolling works.
So we've learned that parallax scrolling can be impactful, but it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. And there's that technical stuff to keep in mind, like optimizing for mobile and SEO. But what about the actual use cases? Like, when is parallax scrolling actually effective, and when is it just a distraction? That's what we'll dig into next.
So this is where it gets really strategic, right? It's not about just throwing parallax scrolling on every single page. It's about using it in a really deliberate way.
Okay.
Our sources talk about thinking of it almost like a storytelling tool.
Oh, like a visual story.
Yeah.
I can see that, like those websites where you're scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And these beautiful images just kind of unfold.
Yeah.
Like you're moving through a world.
Yes. It's about creating an experience, right? Parallax scrolling can be super powerful for that kind of visual storytelling, especially on landing pages.
Oh, yeah, landing pages.
Where you want to grab someone's attention immediately and pull them into the site.
So for a website like MakeYourMoneyMatter.org, right?
Right.
Which is all about that visual impact and a very specific message. Parallax scrolling could be a really good way to like draw people in and make them feel that urgency.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
But what if you're designing like an e-commerce site? Where people need to find products quickly.
Right.
And make purchases.
Yeah.
You know, using too much parallax scrolling could actually make things harder.
Yeah. It could definitely create friction and frustration for the user.
So it's about that balance again.
Yeah.
Engagement versus usability.
It's always a balancing act.
It is. It seems like our sources are saying that for websites with a lot of repeat visitors, like blogs or online communities, focusing on easy navigation and making the website easy to use is more important than flashy visuals.
Yeah, definitely. Because in those cases, functionality is key, right? People need to be able to find what they're looking for quickly and easily.
Right.
Move between different sections without a hassle and engage with the content without getting bogged down.
It's like the difference between reading a really engrossing book and trying to find a recipe on a website that's just a mess.
Yeah. Perfect analogy. You want different things from those experiences.
Exactly.
And that's where knowing what your website's supposed to do really comes into play.
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to create that one-time really immersive experience, or are you building a platform for people to come back to again and again?
Right. Makes sense.
Your design choices should reflect that goal.
So maybe instead of thinking of parallax scrolling as this, like, solution for every website, we should be thinking about how to use it strategically.
Exactly.
To improve specific parts of the site or specific pages.
That's a great way to put it.
Our sources talked about using parallax scrolling for hero images.
Oh, yeah. Hero images are perfect for that.
Or to highlight important features on, like, a product page.
Yeah. It's like you're shining a spotlight on what matters most.
Exactly.
Parallax scrolling can help guide the visitor's eye.
Yeah.
And make certain elements really stand out.
Okay, so we've covered the cognitive stuff behind parallax scrolling and the importance of using it strategically. We've talked about the technical side of things and even that generational divide. But there's one thing I'm still wondering about. Could you use parallax scrolling in like smaller doses, even on websites where it's not right for the whole design?
That's a really interesting question. Our sources didn't talk about that specifically, but it makes sense that you could use parallax as like a targeted element, even on a simpler site.
So instead of having the whole website built with parallax scrolling, you could use it to like highlight a call to action or create a really eye-catching section that breaks up a lot of text.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a way to add visual interest, you know?
Yeah.
And create those moments of delight for the user on a website that's mostly focused on being easy to use. And accessible.
Right.
It's all about finding that sweet spot and using the tool thoughtfully.
This has been such a cool deep dive. We learned that parallax scrolling is way more than just a flashy design trend.
Yeah.
It's connected to how our brains work.
Yeah.
It takes some technical skill to get it right. And you got to use it strategically to make it really effective.
And I think the biggest takeaway here is that good web design is all about knowing your audience. And knowing what you want to achieve, it's about picking the right tools for the job and creating an experience that's engaging, but also user-friendly.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So for all you listeners out there thinking about using parallax scrolling, remember, it's not some magic solution.
It's like a powerful ingredient that could really enhance your website, but you got to use it carefully. If you want to see some really clever examples of parallax scrolling, make sure to check out those websites we mentioned earlier, makeyourmoneymatter.org. kookgox.co.uk.com. They'll give you a good idea of what's possible and maybe even inspire you for your own designs. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive. We hope you came up with some valuable insights and maybe even a new way of looking at this cool design technique. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.